Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, has their fast free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TA KO2. But did you know they sell other automotive products as well? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, just go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. It's the way the tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
All right.
Listen up. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Here's In the Bonus with Doug Gottlieb.
What up? Doug Gottlieb Show in the Bonus here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. Welcome in. Hope you're doing great. You know what's interesting? About the playoffs is it's just a different sport, and some of it becomes your confirmation bias, right? With something you expected ends up playing out, and you're like, oh yeah, I knew that was going to happen all along. And I think some of that is what we saw from Oklahoma City in their first playoff game. Is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Shai was phenomenal with 28 points, two big buckets down the stretch. He struggled from three. He's not a great three-point shooter. And for the rest of the team, they just kind of find a way to find enough points to get enough stops to win the game, but it doesn't bode well for them for the future. Jalen Williams, who many people think is going to be that second star, yeah, he's a good player. He had 19-7 and 4 assists. And, of course, Chet Holmgren had 15-11. But the inability to create your own shot, whereas Shai kind of creates his own shot for himself, and he's not really, even though he was drafted as a point guard, not really a creative point guard. He's just a scorer. So all of that makes it so that though the Thunder won, there's a lot of exposure of what they look like in the playoffs. And as much as you'll get tweets from people and messages from people, and they'll say like, well, didn't you watch the Thunder in the regular season? The first is, I did. I watched some, but most people didn't. And even what you watched, it's literally a different brand of basketball. And now when it's more physical and it takes a lot greater player with a lot more strength and size and age and experience, there's a little bit of exposure there. It doesn't mean that the Thunder are on the wrong path. They're on the right path. But if you watch game one, you're pretty well assured of how the playoffs are going to end, whether it's New Orleans or another team elsewhere, right, where they struggle on the boards because it's just a man's game, just grabbing guys, throwing them around. And then, two, I don't think they have the offense to win big. But they're not the only ones. It's like the Lakers. It's like, how many times do we have to see D'Angelo Russell not be able to be on the floor against the Denver Nuggets to think this is just not going to work? And as much as D'Angelo had a better regular season this year than he had last year, even with the trade, the fact is that once you get to this type of basketball, for whatever reason, whether it's the lack of defense or toughness or whatever, like he's just not nearly as effective a player. It is a different sport. It is a completely different level. The physicality, what it takes to win, totally different. Totally different.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Let's get to what Fox said.
And now.
What does the Fox say?
Every day at this time in the bonus podcast here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Here's Colin Cowherd talking about Joel Embiid.
I've been hearing for years Joel Embiid is a great all-time center. Okay. So all the great centers since I started watching the NBA in 1972, they've all won championships. Wilt, Moses Malone, Bill Walton, Akeem, Shaq, David Robinson, Tim Duncan, now Jokic. They've all won. Walton in the 70s, Wilt. 72 is the first year I remember watching the NBA. They've all won. Even second-tier centers, Ewing, Dwight Howard, got to finals. Embiid's been in the league for like 11 years. He's played for 8 of them. Came in hurt. He's never won a second-round Eastern Conference playoff series. The East has never been this weak. I mean, I love the Knicks, but a 2 seed? It's never been this weak. He's got a second star. He lost this weekend. Again, he's losing in the East, often losing as the favorite. In this Knicks series, he has a second star. Maxey was great, 33 points. Kyle Lowry, the ghost of Kyle Lowry appeared. He was really good.
Yeah, the problem with Colin's assertion is not a bad one because historically he's correct. The difference was Jokic was the first guy last year who proved you can win nowadays with any sort of traditional center. I go back and look. When was the last traditional center, a team that had a center as their best player, had won an NBA title? Tim Duncan would be the answer. So, and it's been a minute, right? So that's where Colin is telling half the story. He's not lying. He's not wrong. All of those historically great centers had won. The difference was since basketball changed and we've gone to small ball and valuing movement, like those guys hadn't won. They hadn't. Second part to it is, if we're fair, he hadn't been healthy enough. You know, he's just been cursed by not being healthy. And that's the case here. Like, he hadn't played in a minute because he's been hurt. So still rounding in the form. And let's not make wild statements about one game in the playoffs. Like we'll get to with the picks of the day. From one game to the next, there's really very little carryover in NBA playoffs. Here's Paul Pierce talking about the Lakers' performance in game one.
Lakers was up 12. Denver called a timeout. When they came out of the timeout, Denver went on a 10-0 run. And from that point,
they did.
It just took the momentum. It took the air out of the Lakers. From that point on, they could not recover. LeBron gave you everything he could in the first half. I think he had no energy in the second half.
Wait, are we already going with he ran out of gas?
He ran out of gas again.
Wait, it's just game one. It's the first
game. It's not the conference finals.
It's not game four of the conference.
This is where Key was like, oh, we get him in the fresh first round, fresh legs. But I thought he just gave you so much energy in the first half that the second half, he needs his role players to step up. But when I look at these, this is what was so glaring to me, Skip. The Lakers had 79 field goal attempts to Denver's 102 field goal attempts. That's 23 more shots at the rim.
Yeah.
Now, if you get 23 more shots at the rim, that's a recipe for disaster.
Correct. Game was lost in the boards. Game was lost to the turnovers. Remember, LeBron had 7 turnovers. And I get that he's 39. And again, you have to have watched the regular season. If you watch the regular season, LeBron paces himself. And he'll go on these spurts where he'll play hard, and then he'll really kind of lay in the cut even when he's in there. The problem is with the playoffs, it's just too hard to do it, especially when you're on the road in altitude and you're trimming your bench. That's a good piece of info and discussion with Paul Pierce. Here's Brady Quinn talking about the report that Jaden Daniels didn't appreciate the Commanders inviting 3 other prospects into the interview at the same time.
The thing for a team like Washington, who sits at number 2, is they have a real decision to make on who they're picking between. So the reality of their choices, it is a comparison between a Jaden Daniels, a Drake May, a J.J. McCarthy. So I have no issue with them using a visit for all 4 on the same day for comparison's sake, because that's what they have to do come Thursday. They have to make a decision on one. And so we call this whole the combine process, we call a lot of this stuff speed dating. That's in essence what they did. They did another round of speed dating. We have reality TV shows where we literally give out a rose. We have a group of dudes who are trying to date one girl, marry one girl, or vice versa. We watch that, and we're entertained by it. Yet the second we use that as maybe a little cause for comparison for this particular case where you got one rose to give come Thursday, we're going to knock it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very, very different. And when you're not expecting, I also think it's like, look, no one else is doing it, so it makes it feel weirder. And I'm guessing they probably didn't tell him on the way in, right? Surprise! Surprise! It's weird, but I also think that I'm guessing, Jay Stu, you and I discussed this. This feels like them trying to find the alpha within the alphas. You know, who is the leader of those 4? Because it becomes very, very obvious when you spend some time with people. Anybody can appear to be a leader when there's an empty room and you're interviewing them. What's it like when you're around other guys that want the exact same position? That's what the Fox said.
What does the Fox say?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Let's find out who or what is annoying Jason Stewart.
And now, it's your annoying.
Hey, Doug, the Larry Nance Jr. had a viral soundbite over the weekend. And of course, you know me. I take the fun out of everything. That's one of my jobs. I'd like you to hear the way Larry Nance answers this question. And I have a feeling he practiced this and said, I'm going to deliver this to the media tomorrow.
Respectfully, I'm betting on the Pels. I'm not betting. No Johnson. I'm not betting. I'm not betting on anything. I don't own a betting app. None of that.
So then he said, no Jante. You know, no Jante.
Yeah.
The media room was just rolling with laughter. And I couldn't help but think, like, I kind of want to go back to old school commissioners, David Stern, Bart Giamatti. I just wonder what they would think if one of their employees was found joking around about a betting scandal, or one of your employees was banned for life for betting against himself, betting against his team. I thought last week it was covered, but it was just kind of part of the news cycle.
Sure.
That Jonte Porter was banned from a league going into the NBA playoffs. And then you have this visual. Immature is probably the least of it, but I just think that it's there's something a little off-putting about this whole thing.
Well, it is. There is a little bit of an elephant in the room anytime you mention betting. But yeah, it's also the super awkward media laugh is also kind of weird in there, right? This guy.
But just to add on to that, the fact that the betting scandal was kind of covered, but just kind of went through a news cycle, I think has a lot to do with the fact that any organization that would cover it is bought and sold by a gambling company. And I think that they saw this when they made gambling legal in most of this country, they just said the cost of doing business is that we're going to have these situations. But let's not make a big deal out of it because we still need that revenue.
Yeah.
And by the way, a really rough week for Michael Porter Jr. None of this is his fault, so I'm not putting it on him. But both his brothers made choices to put themselves in awful positions. There was nothing accidental. There was nothing that they could blame on anybody else. But Jontay Porter made the decision to bet on himself. And Michael Porter's other brother made the decision to get behind the wheel at 0.19 blood alcohol level.
Yeah, I feel bad for Michael. I thought he answered the questions like a pro. What's really sad is it's a super tight-knit family, and his dad, who coached on the women's side at Missouri, and then obviously the one game he played at Missouri. It's a really tight and religious family, but like no one is immune to family members doing weird stuff or illegal stuff or whatever. But that's a tough week. It's a tough week. And like, look, I get, we can make fun of the awkward media laugh and the fact we should have seen all this coming. You and I have discussed this. Like, dude, gambling is a vice that is really, really, really tough to kick. And some people never do. It's as or more addictive than any drug. I mean, the dopamine that's released in your brain when you're gambling, right? It's incredible. So there should be a greater sensitivity to it. But for whatever reason, you know, yeah, there's not.
Hashtag no Jontay. So last week, and I think maybe even 10 days ago, I went on the air and I went on this podcast and I said that I think that since the O.J. Simpson verdict, and this is news obviously because O.J. Passed away. Since the O.J. Simpson verdict, I have not seen something so obviously split down the middle of how you're supposed to root by race than the Caitlin Carter thing when she was playing Caitlin Clark and Caitlin Carter. Now, Steven Jackson, I worked with over at Fox. I wouldn't say that he's a friend. I wouldn't say he's friendly, but I've always appreciated him for being extremely interesting, first and foremost. And he's very thoughtful and he's got a great podcast. But he kind of said the quiet part out loud. And at the very least, it confirms for me what I'd said, where when you were watching the South Carolina in Iowa, depending on what color you were rooting against a certain entity. So listen to Steven Jackson talk about Gail King. Gail King. Yeah.
Gail King's supposed to be somebody that's big in the journalism space, right? And I don't consider her black media. Y'all give her all these passes because she fuck with she's a Oprah friend. I don't give a fuck who friend she is. I don't do nothing for nobody. But you cannot demean Dawn Staley like that. You talking to her about winning the championship, about going undefeated, and you have the nerve to get on there and say, well, we was rooting for Caitlin Clark and you broke everybody's hearts. Who is we? Who is we? All the black people I know was rooting for Dawn Staley. We all fans of Caitlin Clark, but the way you put it, that shit was trash. Yeah, I'm glad it's a new day in the media space. You know what I'm saying? Because you say you so intelligent, you don't even say stuff like that to somebody on the interview. You just demeaned her and made it about Caitlin Clark. That's trash. It's super trash.
So what he's saying is, me and all the other black people I know were rooting for Dawn Staley. And you trash because you were rooting for Caitlin Clark. He basically said out loud what was made obvious on Twitter. If you followed those games in real time on Twitter, like it was pretty well divided right down the middle. Jason Whitlock called Steven out over the weekend for saying this, but I personally am glad he said it because he actually put something, he verbalized something that I had kind of witnessed myself.
Right. So in other words, in truth, Steven Jackson and others who think that way are racist, right? Those are racist things.
Yes.
Right? Okay. I mean, it's crazy. It's like the projecting, the assumption that white people are racist when you can have black people that can be racist as more strongly than ever. It's one of the things that I've tried to, I've gotten into a couple of times, some most times on Twitter, sometimes in this pod space, which is the, you can act like I haven't lived the life of a black person. I haven't, but I've lived the life of a minority, being a white guy who plays basketball, and how that, how you're viewed. So I understand how upsetting it can be when somebody has a perception of you merely because of the color of your skin that has nothing to do with who you are. How do I know that? Because I played basketball. Every white guy who ever played basketball is a step slow, can shoot, is tough and smart, but really not a dude, not a player, you know, there to just kind of provide some sort of a color to the otherwise fascinating game played by somebody else. So yeah, that's exactly what this is. And the crazy part is, like, I think most of us, and maybe you want to say the white guys, most, we just are just fans. We just watch what we like. That's how I look at it. But there's definitely it's a hard thing as well. It's like I saw this over the weekend with black restaurants for Detroit, which is hosting the NFL draft. It's like, well, not enough people are going to black restaurants. Like, can't they just go to the good restaurants? Do they have to go to black owned restaurants? What is the point of that? Not really sure.
It is amazing what is being put up with right now, because as you said, that is a racist comment. If you say all the people of my particular race are rooting for a particular race.
Imagine if I was to say, hey, all the white guys, we're just rooting for Caleb Clark because she's white.
Of course. And it's not reverse racism.
No, I do think there are people, like, I do think there are white people that do think that way. And I think there are white people that that also think that it's not that what the way in which Iowa had to play, the way in which they had to play together, because they do have what you would call inferior individual pieces to that of LSU, of UConn, and of South Carolina. Like, I actually think that's another element to it, which has nothing to do with race, but people feel like race has to do with it.
Well, you said this, and I always think it's an amusing thing, but it's great. You've always said that, you know, not all criminals are, or not all Raider fans are criminals, but all criminals are Raider fans.
Correct.
I've heard that said, that not all Trump voters are white supremacists, but all white supremacists are Trump fans. You could actually apply it to this. Not all Caitlin Clark fans are racist, but most white supremacists, I'm sure, are Caitlin Clark fans. I'm sure she has it's a subsection of her fan base. I think most of us are just like level-headed thinkers who, like, she looks and plays like nobody we've seen before in her sport. And it's amazing to watch, and I'm going to tune it. But anyways, last but not least, the LA Dodgers salvaged a game from the Mets yesterday. But up until that game, Doug, the LA Dodgers, who spent $1 billion on two free agents this offseason, had struck out 32 times over a three-game stretch. They went 5-for-31 with runners in scoring position. They left 29 people on base. That's a stretch of games that I don't think the Oakland A's or White Sox or horrible teams do. And it kind of speaks to my one of 100 criticisms of the Andrew Friedman years. He seems to have this algorithm for finding players that play great from ahead, that are able to, over a long haul, win you 100 games. But when push comes to shove in high leverage situations, the players that he chooses on his team do not perform. And I don't know if non-clutchness is like a disease that Shohei Ohtani's caught, but it's pretty sad that a team with this many great players can go through a stretch of games like that. And that's just like over a 5-game stretch.
That's baseball. that's so baseball. Like, you're so caught up in the, it's a lot like I was talking to Matt Holliday over the weekend. Obviously Jackson continues to struggle. He's coming out to California. They'll take on the A's, the Angels tonight and throughout the week. And it's one of those deals where he's like, it's like, what's going on with our guy? And he's like, look, he has a flaw in his swing, which he's got to correct. And it comes and goes, and he knows how to correct it. It's just hard to, fix something that's going on when you're first time in your life facing the best pitching in the world. Like, he'll fix it eventually, but you know, we'll see. I mean, and this is, he's at 16 strikeouts and 30 at bats, you know, and one hit so far. So it's one of those, like, look, that's baseball. It's just a question of, do they keep him in the bigs or they send him down the minors to get his confidence back together?
That's baseball.
I've admitted this on the show. I took him pretty high in my fantasy team.
Yeah.
I took a gamble on him. So yeah. I watched
him. Oh, not a Jonte gamble.
No Jonte. So I've watched almost every one of his at-bats. And yesterday, I think, probably summed up his season so far perfectly. Bases loaded, one out, 3-2 count, and he takes a pitch, fastball down the cock, just down the middle, and is frozen. Like, bases loaded, one out, you have the pitcher at 3-2, he's got to throw you something straight, and he just froze. And I'm thinking, I think there's so much going on between that kid's ears right now. The first time he's ever not succeeded at a sport, and so it's crazy. So right now, we got the Dodgers.
Yeah.
We got the Caitlin Clark racists. And,
I think the Caitlin Clark racists are annoying because here's the bad part. If we, by pushing back against it, we inherently become racist. Like, what's crazy about it is you and I both like Steven Jackson, right? Like, he's got a role in this world and it's a good one, and I'm not offended by it at all. But, like, again, if you want to label people things, like, that's a pretty easy label. So he is merely one in what is many, who has chosen to verbalize the side that he wants to take solely based upon the color of somebody's skin. That's annoying!
Why are we doing this? Why do I? Because we can.
This is a good one. This is Tyreek Hill. He was on some podcast, and he talked about an exchange with his head coach.
A lot of guys aren't used to sitting inside of a meeting room, being the best player on their team their whole entire life, and then a coach saying, bro, you fucking suck this fucking play.
You ever had somebody say that to you?
Oh, yeah, this year, Miami Dolphins.
What happened?
Like, the coach against Sneed, the player, the Chiefs. Everybody see this player against the Chiefs, the motherfucker jamming to the floor? He called me out. He like, Reek, bro, you supposed to be the fucking best player in the fucking league, and you got this guy putting hands all over you like that. Man, we pay you all this money for what? And for me, I love shit like that because I'm going to take that shit to heart and I'm going to get better from it. That'll never happen again to me in my life, man. You feel me?
I love it. I love it. The fact that he knows, and he tweeted about it. He knows he got called out. He took it and he's all here for it. Like, that's the real shit. And the sensitive stuff, which usually basketball guys are pretty sensitive about it, but a lot of guys are sensitive, but you put it on tape and whatever. That's how sports really works is... that no matter how great you are, you got to be able to be called out within reason. Within reason. Tyreek Hill calling himself out. Why can we play it for you? Because we can. Let's get to our pick of the day.
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
It's time for the pick of the day.
Pick of the day comes from the NBA as we have three game twos. Got Cleveland and Orlando. Cleveland up 1-0. We got New York and Philly. New York up 1-0 on Philly. And Denver's up 1-0 on the Lakers. Denver's a 7-point favorite. Philly is a 5.5-point dog. And Cleveland's a 5-point favorite. Jumps out at me tonight is I like the dogs. I would just take all the dogs. It has to be a leveling of it. So let's go Orlando, Lakers, and Philly, all as big dogs, all to cover the lines. There's your parlay. All right, that's it for the In the Bonus podcast. Check out the radio show. It follows this in the podcast network, or you can download wherever you download this podcast. And the radio show is live every day, 3:00 Eastern, noon Pacific, only on Fox Sports Radio. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.